Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Nowadays, the shoreline along Pleasant Bay in Orleans is dotted with large private homes, many on stately bluffs overlooking the water. But years ago, those shores were home to numerous summer camps for boys and girls, some of the first of their kind in the country. One in particular, Camp Quonset, was started in 1905 by a local woman named Mary Hammett.
She did it as a way to create, a playgroup for her daughter. The property that the Hammetts owned was vast and right on the bay. And over the years, they built the cabins and created a real rigorous sailing program.
Jill Klein attended Camp Quonset from age 8 to 16 and later became a camp counselor. These days, she's a college professor and assistant dean at American University in Washington and spends time during the summer at her home in East Orleans. Sitting on her patio, she smiles broadly, still wearing her Camp Quonset sailing pin.
We had everything, swimming and all the land sports and arts and crafts. And of course, every camper sailed every day.
There was field hockey, riding, archery, tennis. The cabins had names like Windward, Bunker Hill, and Chin Chin, and everybody joined in the activities.
Any of the sort of theatrical things at these camps? Did you participate in any of that stuff?
Oh, you had to, of course, because nobody cared if you could actually sing. And I can admittedly probably sing every camp song all way off key. We actually have the songbooks, and when we get together, everyone will sing the songs.
These were actual Quonset songs?
So we had songs that Quonset had. All the other camps had their own songs. I think over time, all the tunes started to blend.
Yeah. Who wrote them? Did people who were at Quonset write them?
Yeah.
There was even a musical called The Girl from Quonset, written for the camp in 1908. The Orleans Centers for Culture and History found the old songbooks and restaged The Girl from Quonset twice in recent years. Campers came from all over, some from other countries, but most hailed from East Coast states. Klein says the shared summer experience created permanent friendships.
I will run into people, and you may not have seen these people for 50 years, and yet there is this immediate ability to reconnect.
That's the thing about camps, right? It just forges these bonds between people that last a lifetime, often.
Yeah, I mean, you're living together, there's... Summer camp is an opportunity to be away from your families, and nobody knows where you live and what your parents do for a living or what you even like to do during the school year. They don't know if you're a good student, a weak student, a disinterested student. They just know you're at camp. And it gives you this really nice little opportunity to just be whoever you want to be.
The camp culture instilled in Klein a lifelong passion for sailing.
I sail by Quonset every day that I'm out in my boat, and I somehow am able to look past the beautiful homes that are there today, and I can still imagine the cabins that I lived in.
After more than 70 years of consecutive operation, Camp Quonset closed for good in 1976.
Many of the families, there wasn't the interest in the next generation, so a combination of the financial viability of running a camp and just the interest of keeping it going. When we learned that camp was not reopening, it was a cause for a lot of long-distance crying. We didn't have the internet back then, and our long-distance bills were pretty high.
Today, there are no physical remnants of Camp Quonset, Mary Hammett's original 60-acre property having long ago been subdivided for private homes. But for many people in Orleans, Camp Quonset is kept alive through shared memories and stories of a unique piece of the town's history. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Orleans.